And they race up towards the line.
Russell's going along like a winner.
And a photo finish between second and third.
Oh, it gets close.
Hello and welcome to the Smart B Racing Update. I'm your host, Lewis, and it's another warm welcome to my co-host, Bryce. How are you, Bryce?
Good, thank you, Lewis. And again, another weekend that's really stacked. There's a lot of really promising horses that are lining up. And mate, I heard about an hour ago and Peritry is retired. I can't believe it.
Wow. That's news to me. It's had a terrific last 12 months, and I know you had just unbelievably big raps on the horse at the start of the autumn.
Yeah, I mean, what do I do with my multis now, mate?
That's exactly right. Just before we get going, just wanted to apologise. We had a few technical errors the last few weeks, and the show wasn't able to be uploaded after we recorded, unfortunately. But hopefully all is back on track this week, and it needs to be, because we've got second day of the championships and it is an absolute bumper card up there at Randwick. You wanted to start in race three, which is the Midway Championships final. These are often go-to races for you, the Midways.
Yeah, I feel like you can sort of get an edge if you watch the midweek races. It's a really stacked race, this one. I'm taking on the favourite, and I do really respect Tabby Time, who's on a mammoth drift. But, mate, I'm going with both of Chris Lee's runners. I was on Willinga Freefall last start. It was an absolute good thing torched. It flew home. It was a really big run. And there's not much between that and Willinga Beast, as the same with Shadows of Love. So the three of them contested two starts back, and they all pretty much hit the line together. Willinga Beast last start ran 2.5 lengths off Chain of Lightning. That's outstanding form for this. Barrier 2, Timmy Clark, but then also was beaten by Shadows of Love. So I think they're the three, mate. The Willinga Freefall, Willinga Beast, and Shadows of Love. I've gone with the map with Willinga Beast and Willinga Freefall. I think both of them are worth taking win bets, and both will be in the finish. I really think that they're the two to beat in this.
Race four is the Percy Sky Sykes Stakes, sorry. Favourite here is Lady of Camelot, the Golden Slipper winner, of course. And she was also second in the Diamond at her start before. Are you with her? Can she hold her form, or are you going to try and get her beat?
Definitely. Absolutely. Because you look at the dangers in the market, and Niza needs to find a few lengths. Amina definitely would need to find a few lengths. And then it just falls apart from there. I think Drifting's got some solid enough form with that second to Bulba still. But yeah, mate, Lady of Camelot, 235. I still think that's a really bettable price. This looks so much better, easier than the Golden Slipper. Barrier 13. It will come in a bit with scratchings and Blake Shin and Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott. That's, you won't get a better combo this year in terms of form. So 235 at the moment, I think it should be $1.70, $1.80.
Interesting that they went up $2.80 there. I'm looking at that. Seems a good price. Move on to the next race, race six, which is the Group One Australasian Oaks, or the Australian Oaks, I should say, over the 2400 meters. The Kiwi, who arrived on Australian shores with big raps last start. There was a few nervous moments, I think, if you backed her, but the power of J-Mac to get her going late, and she ended up winning reasonably comfortably in the end. Zardozi, saved from last week to run here with the rain, and then Autumn Angel on the next line of betting. Who are you with?
I've got to be with her, mate. You know I'm a fan of Zardozi, and I understand Orchestral was excellent last start. Looked like it was going to be beat. Found plenty. I think Zardozi now with the run under the belt. It was 1,500 up to 2,000. It traded at $1.20. She was $1.20 on the bend on live betting, I heard, and just flattened out a bit late. I just reckon now with that and up to the 2,400, she was amazing last prep around these trips. no problem with the if the track's in the soft range. I know James Cummins says she's absolutely flying and clearly a racing too. Orchestral's a star, don't get me wrong. It's been up a long time, this prep. So Orchestral's been racing for months now, and I just think $1.50 is risky. Zardozi, Orchestral, they'll hit the line together again, but 2,400, I think at the $5, you're getting way more of a price there for Zardozi. Tutor La Vida was great. That was really good tactics from Nash to almost pinch that race. But I reckon this is a clear race in two. Zardozi, she can win. $5, that's a really good price.
Moving along to the Group 1 Sydney Cup over the 3,200 metres. Ma Runner here. I was going to say Ma and Eustace, but of course, Eustace no longer. Ma Runner here, Circle of Fire. Comes up favourite with the 51.5 kilos. Not a jockey that I'm overly familiar with, I must say. Perhaps you tell me a little bit more about him, Bryce. Ash runs, next pick in the market. And then you're out to Calipore. Who do you like here?
The Italian at Zini. Yeah, interesting runner. I know he's been in Hong Kong for a while. Don't know a whole lot about him, but he's got a pretty good ride here. I don't know if he caught the run of a mate or a mud a couple of weeks back, mate. I was keen on it, really keen on it that day. That was when the saddle actually fell off. And Zach Spade.
That was extraordinary, that run.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I was on each way and I was super keen and it just missed third. I thought it was going to win the race. So the trainers said it's a bit of a head case horse. We know that it can miss the start. It missed the start, for anyone that doesn't know, by a good 5 to 6 lengths. The saddle fell off about 500 or 600 metres into the race. And Zach Spain pretty much just rode it like it was the 1800s. And it still almost won. It loomed up on the corner like it was going to win. If the saddle hadn't have fallen off, Stokes came out and said it would have won by 5 lengths. I couldn't agree with him more. So it was an absolute sick beat. It does mix its form, mate. But look, it's won 10 out of 32. It's got some shocking habits. It can over-race. It can miss a start by half the Flemington straight. But I just think here at the price, it's still a bet. $12, $3.80 the place. I think it'll run a bolter for those that are on. As long as it jumps okay and it settles a bit, it's going to run really well. No knock on the favourite, but look, Barrier 15 jumps up from an okay race. Hopefuls come out and run well. And Ash Run, I know you've got a bit of time for it. That'll be in the finish as well. So it's a pretty open race, but I think at $12, mate, definitely worth a play.
And race 8, Queen Elizabeth, one of the races of the autumn, if not the whole Australian racing year, to be honest. Neither of us have got a tip here, but I thought we might just get a quick comment from you on this race. Did you have any leaning, or are you just going to sit back and watch?
Oh, it's a hard one, isn't it? I think Pride of Jenny's a really fun horse to watch. I was on her last start. She was huge. Versistina, completely different form line, was... You won't see a horse truck better into a win than that. It could be anything, but it also does need to. This is a decent leaping grade. You know, Pride of Jenny's and Mr. Brightside and Cascading have been versing each other in pretty much some of the best sprinting races we've got here. So, there's Sistina. Can she win? Definitely. Do I want 220? Probably not. I think Pride of Jenny and even Mr. Brightside, if he bounces back, look, the ones I'd probably want to bet into. But, mate, that being said, their Sistina could come out and bolt in. It's hard to say. Do you have a take on this at all?
Not at all. Popcorn race for me. Sit back and watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenny goes out hard. And like you, I was on her last start. And, yeah, that was tough to watch. But, you know, she's an amazing horse. Can't wait to watch the race. One of those ones that I'm just happy to have no bet and sit back and watch. Moving along to race 9, Queen of the Turf, final Group 1 on the card. Zoo Gotcha, after being, I believe it was heavily back last start in the, what race was it in last start? The Coolmore, was it? I think so.
Yeah. Anyway.
It won last start. It's won both starts this prep. And then interesting runner there for Tissue, coming back to 1600 from the fast run 2000 Australia Cup. Blake Shin goes up to ride it, and of course he's on a few other good rides throughout the day, like Lady of Camelot. How are you seeing this one?
I got a shout out to Eternal Flame. I'm pretty sure it's won every start we haven't tipped it, hasn't it? I'm with the Tissue, mate. It's also dual nom, so it might not run here, but I think that we'll see the form on display the start prior, third behind Cascading and Pride of Jenny, which is that we'll see them go around the race prior. I mean, that's the right form for this, for sure. It won this race last year. No knock on Zoo Gotcha, but it took an absolute peach from J-Mac to take out the last race, and I just don't think that's as strong as form as the likes of Pride of Jenny and Cascading, who are some of our best sprinters. So I'm going with the Tissue. Does mix its form a bit these days, but if it handles the drop back and trip and it runs up to its last start, it should just win this. It's barrier two, Blake Shin, who's probably the most informed jockey this year, along with Damien Lane. It ticks all the boxes, mate. I think that's the one to beat. Zoo Gotcha is obviously the danger of barrier one, J-Mac. Are you with anyone in this?
No, I'd sort of lead towards the Tissue as well. I just thought that it had every chance, as you said, last start, Zoo Gotcha. And maybe it was just a little bit flat second up and ready to spike here third up. But, yeah, my eyes certainly went to a Tissue in that race. Just one to finish for me at Bendigo Race 7, horse called Lady Jones. It was very good first up. In a really hot form race at Caulfield. I don't know if you saw last week, but the horse that ran third there, Sione, it was a little bit unlucky, but really Lady Jones beat it fair and square, I thought, was absolutely smashed in betting last week and ran really well, was second, got reeled in late. But yeah, he stripped, Lady Jones strips fitter here, second up, nice gate. Ethan Brown, who's getting better and better as he's on his return. He was a little bit slow to get going, but he's starting to get his confidence back. And yeah, I'm happy enough to back him. And I just think she's a really, really solid each way bet there at 550 at Bendigo. Anyway, I think that'll do us for this week. Good luck to you, Bryce, and good luck to everyone at home.
Thanks very much, mate. Yeah, good luck. Thank you.
Toto
finished between second and third. Oh!